denaturalization of America.
It was really in the Obama administration where the point was made, you can be whatever you want to be and still be an American. Just come on in.
Now, what Obama did that day was, strictly speaking, legal. By offering amnesty to Dreamers, the U.S. Congress will incentivize more foreign nationals to flood into the country. And that's the whole point of it. It's why Obama did it a decade ago.
Because our ultimate goal is to help the Dreamers, but get a path to citizenship for all 11 million or however many undocumented there are here.
This is incomprehensible. This is the denationalization of the country. And a big part of that is throw open your borders and let anybody come in who wants to come in. And that's what Washington wants. They want to denationalize us.
That's treason. Why would you do that to our country? You thought allowing this many people in was beneficial?
Because they're rewarded financially for doing so. How could any of these congressmen with a clear conscience or senators do that? All I have to do is check their bank accounts. Who's donating to them? Who are their donors? Who are their sponsors? Who are the political action committees that are pouring money into their re-election campaigns? Washington is all about money.
I think it's deeply corrupt. I think the lobbyists run the show most of the times. I think people are more interested in servicing their PAC fundraiser than they are the needs of their constituents. And it's a grift game.
I believe in this so much. The only way we're going to have a great future in America is if we welcome and embrace immigrants, all of them, undocumented, documented.
That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
When Biden came in, all that work was done for him. All he had to do was sign and stamp. That's where we should be right now with the Trump.
I'm a Trump supporter because I believe he is the shield to block us. But I want to know specifics. The world's largest deportation force.
We are going to have the largest deportation effort in the history of our country.
Okay, if you're serious, let's get started right now. Where are the drafts of these orders that have to be issued? And then who's on the team advising how to do this?
That's the key part, sir, is I want to know names. I want to know who are your advisors? Who are you hiring? Are you hiring men like me to come in and talk to you? I doubt it. Are they hiring you, sir?
Remember, the donors are the ones who control everything. It's the people who are funding the campaigns, and they determine who's going to end up doing what. And people have to understand that one election isn't going to do it because you're dealing with the Senate. The Senate doesn't want to approve anybody that's going to change anything. So you elect a president, doesn't matter who he is. Now you have to deal with the Senate. You think Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer care about the border? Absolutely not. Totally disinterested.
It's not a one election. It's multiple, and it's the American people that are going to have to rise up.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
The most powerful senator in America, his initial gut reaction was like, well, dude, you're taking on the intelligence. I mean, you want to go up against the CIA? You think you're going to win that fight? Like, they're going to get you.
All of these things are weaponized against us. We know the Justice Department is weaponized against us. Merrick Garland is nobody's friend. Today, no one will talk to the FBI without an attorney present. These people don't share our views and values at all. In fact, they loathe us. That's the problem.
What is up, LFA TV? We are coming at you live from America. This is Matta of Fact, and I am your host, Ryan Matta. Thank you for joining us. Today is Thursday, October 17th, and Kamala Harris's campaign is a giant train wreck, dumpster fire. Absolute 0% chance this woman wins in a free and fair election, and the left is melting down. And now we're about to watch all these little rats, all these traitors that sold out our country, come crawling back to Team Trump, begging for a seat at the table. But it looks like Trump's team is doing overtime with Mr. Kennedy and some little inside baseball. But some people that I'm very close to the Kennedy campaign are very, very excited about what Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard are doing as far as pre-vetting the next Trump administration. They're already doing all of the legwork for Mr. Trump and rooting out these rhino, sleazy, traitor scumbags that think they're going to crawl back into the Trump administration. They're not going to crawl back. The only thing they're going to be crawling into is a cell. And the American people aren't having it. And this is the best part about this. This is going to blow your mind. Check this one out. This is the length that people are willing to go to show their support for Donald Trump and give the big middle finger to the establishment. I can't actually think of a bigger middle finger to the establishment than right here. Breaking news. You are not allowed to vote if you have a political tattoo showing. Outraged Instagram model Claudia Rose tattoos MAGA on her face and returns to the polls. Is this legal? Yes or no?
I'm told that that is not allowed.
So if anybody came in here today wearing a Kamala of
we would Biden, ask them, they would have to cover it up or leave about 150 feet if they had it. Same thing with the bumper sticker. Yes, sir.
Yes, they'd have to leave.
What about me? Can I vote right here with
this? Just listening. All good.
Well, you'd have it covered.
So if I had shorts like these on, if I had daddy,
would not be able
if I had daddy hoochie shorts on, I couldn't.
I'm afraid you wouldn't.
So if I go get a MAGA tattoo on my face right now and I come in here, I'm just not allowed to vote.
We'd have to even figure out some way of covering that. I'm sorry.
So I'm gonna go get a MAGA tattoo right now and come back. Got that MAGA face set now, baby. Let's fucking go. We were not allowed to be in here. I'm not allowed to be here with my Trump or my MAGA. So you know what I did, sir? I went and I got a MAGA face hat. So I'm gonna come in there to the polls. I'll take this hat off. You can hold it to me, and I am good to go.
I'm sorry, Matt. You can take the hat off.
No. You can hold it.
This is the length that people are willing to go. How badass is that? Chicks will go, yeah, I can't wear that. Here, how about I just go get a tattooed on my face just to give you guys the big middle finger and stick it? Isn't that awesome? This is the American spirit. We're so done. And this is why I say the left is just, they're living on borrowed time. Every day that goes by, every day I thought there was going to be some major psyop or major false flag. And I don't think it's out of Israel's purview to try to drop a dirty bomb and blame Iran. I think that that's still on the table. But as far as the rest goes, they're just living on borrowed time. These people don't stand a chance. We're absolutely destroying them. You got people like Patrick David Bett bringing Trump on and just obliterating Kamala's dumpster fire interview last night. Whoa, President Trump just revealed that Apple CEO Tim Cook called him this morning to discuss outraged fines imposed on Apple by the European Union. Trump told Cook he needs to be elected first, but that will take care of. But he will take care of it when he gets back in office. It's quite telling that American CEOs won't call Kamala, who's in office now, to take care of the situation like this. They know she can't negotiate and is weak.
And Tim Cook called me up directly, and he did it himself. Didn't have to pay 10 cents, and I gave him 100% of what he wanted because he was right. I mean, you can't compete with Samsung and one's paying a tax. But I said, you got to gradually move your company here. But then 3 hours ago, he called me. He said, I'd like to talk to you about something. What? He said, the European Union has just fined us $15 billion. I said, that's a lot. I know the feeling because I get fined too in fake cases. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if his case is fake yet, but it's a lot. Then on top of that, they got fined by the European Union another $2 billion. So he's a $17 to $18 billion fine. I even said about Apple, can you pay that? I mean, do you have that guy? Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money. And he said something that was interesting. He said they're using that to run their enterprise, meaning Europe is their enterprise. And I said, that's a lot. He said, but Tim, I got to get elected first. But I'm not going to let them take advantage of our companies. That won't, you know, be happening.
That's Trump. And it's very telling. The CEOs of Apple, that commie bastard, who remember when he changed the Apple update so that the Chinese people couldn't airdrop? The Chinese communist bastard who seems to be hell-bent on destroying and taking away our freedoms and allowing the FBI to spy on your devices. Now that same Tim Cook that loves China and is completely okay supporting the Israel genocide, now he wants to call Trump and get on back on Trump's good graces. I think you're living on borrowed time too, Tim Cook. Breaking, senior Meta engineer. This is by Johnny Midnight. He goes by it's the, he goes by at it's underscore the underscore DR over on X. He says, breaking, senior Meta engineer reveals anti-Kamala posts are automatically denoted, admits shadow banning tactics. Oh, and who would have thought? I thought Zuckerberg called Trump and said it wasn't going to happen again.
Say your uncle in like Ohio said something about like Kamala Harris is unfit to be a president because he doesn't have a child.
Okay.
That kind of shit is automatically demoted.
Meet Jeevan Gawali, a senior software engineer at Meta.
Are they doing a good job protecting our democracy? Because I can see these like right-wing groups like setting up Instagram accounts or Facebook accounts for that matter, right? And just start posting disinformation and be like, blah, blah, blah.
That's all going to be demoted 100%. The civic classifier is strong.
The senior software engineer also goes on to say that, quote, the person would not be notified, unquote, if they were demoted because of their anti-Kamala Harris post on Meta. And redlisted. That's a new term we just learned. Redlisted, meaning according to Collins Dictionary, things that are not permitted.
Would the person who posted that be made? Would he be notified that?
The person would not be notified, but there is these things that we collect is like if a bunch of items that. Like if at least a couple of items that a person has created has violated civic classifier, then they're also redlisted.
Our OMG American Swiper asked Jeevan if Meta was shadow banning users for their anti-Kamala Harris posts. Take a look at what he says.
So is that called shadow banning?
Shadow banning,
okay,
yeah.
So they would be shadow banned.
Correct.
They would never be shown. But so they will see a dip in like impressions and engagement,
yeah. Yeah.
But they would not be like officially warned of the reason why.
Correct.
We asked Gawali if Meta has the ability to affect the upcoming 2024 election, to which he responded, yes, Meta does. Jeevan also confirmed that Mark Zuckerberg intends to help the Democrats in this election cycle.
You guys have the ability to influence the outcome of the election.
Yes.
Do you think Zuckerberg agrees? Good. Is he going to help the Democrats?
Yeah.
Meta tapes, baby.
Meet Jeevan Gawali, a senior software engineer at Meta. Jeevan met our OMG undercover American swiper on the dating app Bumble. In the meeting he had with our journalist, Jeevan describes internal workings of how Meta is dealing with misinformation on their platform. Jeevan talks about Meta's civic classifiers, a system that Meta has built through their integrity team to demote civic content. In other words, political content.
I mean, they try to take women's rights away.
I think,
like, how do you guys, like, control that hate speech?
There is a team called Integrity. Integrity team.
Okay.
That's, like, a large portion of, like, it's a pretty significant team, and they build all these classifiers. The base level of defense system that Facebook has built now.
The base level of the defense system.
Things called civic classifiers. Civic classifier is a really large model that's been trained on civic content.
Okay.
So anything that it detects to be a civic content,
yeah,
is like demoted.
Civic classifier? Okay, what does that mean?
That means that if anything is related to political content,
how in-depth
it's automatically
these people are
like
at
we wanted to dive deeper into Meta's demotion of civic content, whatever that means, on their platform. The senior Meta software engineer Jeeva states to our OMG American Swiper that they would, quote, automatically demote, unquote, content that might be critical of Kamala Harris.
Does this surprise anybody?
Stuff is not going to show up in your feed. Like ads, I think, can show up, and they probably have a whole different process of vetting ads.
Okay.
But like unconnected content, like say your uncle in like Ohio said something about like Kamala Harris isn't unfit to be a president because he doesn't have a child.
Okay.
That kind of shit is automatically demoted.
Now, if you remember back in 2019, we did a story about a Facebook insider that showed us internal practices being played out at Facebook regarding what they called deboosting as well. What was previously considered a conspiracy theory now documented by this Facebook whistleblower that came out with us in 2019.
Every time I would see this deboost live stream kind of code on there.
And what does it mean when these documents say action deboost live distribution? What does the term deboost mean?
When I see reduce live distribution, it means preventing the distribution of this live feed.
And just 2 years after that, we got our hands on an insider tape that revealed Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and a top executive were punishing truth seekers.
And I've been clear that we have the number of efforts to find people and we terminate people and pursue the recourse that we have when we identify them. And in this case, we did find them.
Now in 2024, Jeevan from Meta, previously Facebook, mentioning continued practices of demoting content just a few weeks before the presidential election. The senior software engineer also goes on to say that, quote, the person would not be notified, unquote, if they were demoted because of their anti-Kamala Harris post on Meta, and redlisted, that's a new term we just learned, redlisted, meaning according to Collins Dictionary, things that are not permitted.
Would the person who posted that be made, would he be notified that
the person would not be notified, but there is this things that we, what you collect is like, if a bunch of items that, like if at least a couple of items that a person has created has violated civic classifier, then they're also redlisted.
Our OMG American Swiper asked Jeevan if Meta was shadow banning users for their anti-Kamala Harris posts. Take a look at what he says.
So is that called shadow banning?
Shadow banning, yeah.
Okay, so there will be shadow banning.
Correct.
They will never be shown. But so they will see a dip in like impressions and engagement,
yeah. Yeah.
But they would not be like officially warned of the reason why.
Does this surprise anybody at this point? Did anybody believe that phone call with Zuckerberg and Trump, that he was actually going to fix things? He's going to make sure that Trump wasn't getting censored. He was sorry that AI went woke. Or is it all just smoke and mirrors? Because they were planning to assassinate him the next day. Your guess is as good as mine, folks. Vigilant Fox says U.S. military is now authorized to kill U.S. Americans or kill Americans on USA soil. I said this is once an Alex Jones conspiracy theory, but now it's become a disturbing reality. A DOD defective has expanded domestic military authority to include lethal force.
U.S. military now is authorized to kill Americans on U.S. soil. Mm. Send in the troops. We need you to shoot a couple of these people.
Yeah.
They're opposing our policies. They're demonstrating against COVID rules or something they'll come up with. So I think it's very, very dangerous. And hopefully people wake up. Maybe people will say, well, this was just a political stunt for the campaign or something like that to act tough. But I tell you what, sometimes they come up and Nobody warned us that they were going to do this. It wasn't discussed in the Congress, and it's been sitting there. The main thing that most people should have known about is that you're supposed to use the federal military to enforce laws.
Yeah, and honestly, when you first sent it over, I started over the weekend. I was looking at it, and I thought, surely this is a hysterical exaggeration. This guy, you can actually put up that first link if you can in a second when you get back over there. But I thought for sure this was someone just kind of, a little bit too conspiratorial. So here it is. Now, Zero Hedge picked it up from Armageddon Prose, which is a Substack, which they often run. It says, U.S. military now authorized to kill Americans on U.S. soil? Just ahead, intriguingly, of November elections, and that was my second thought, the military has granted itself permission to unleash lethal force on the civilian population. Again, I thought this has got to be an exaggeration. So I went and looked, and actually go to the next one because this explains what it is. Now, it's not a law. It's a DOD directive. So this is, the administrative state where they take over. They don't pass laws. They are.
Oops, sorry.
I'm going to get us ready for Ryan to come up here.
Whoops.
Laws unto themselves. Go to the next one if you can because this is what they're talking about. And I went in and I read this secondly. And it talks about a reissued DOD directive that was reissued just on September 27th, 2024. It governs the Department of Defense intelligence activities and now includes provisions authorizing lethal force in certain circumstances. And it supplants the 2016 version, which did not mention that. So I read all of this, too, which is someone else's analysis. I said, okay, this sounds even more troubling. I want to go look at the document itself. And so go to the next one. I actually went and looked at the DOD directive. It's DOD directive 5240.01, DOD intelligence and intelligence related activities and defense intelligent component assistance to law enforcement agencies, et cetera, and other civil authorities, September 27th. Now go to the next one. I'm just going to get to this really quick so I can, just so people, this is on their own website. Now this is section 3 of that directive, assistance to law enforcement agencies and other civil authorities. Now go to the next one. Now this is levels of authority. This is section 3.3. Defense intelligence components may provide personnel to assist a federal department or agency, including a federal law enforcement agency or a state or local law enforcement agency, when lives are in danger in response to such a request for such assistance in accordance with the following approval authorities. Now here are the authorities. I'm sorry to get so far into the woods here, but go to the next one.
Government to come to their door.
Section C, assistance in responding with assets with potential for lethality. And I underline this, I highlighted it, or any situation where it is reasonably foreseeable that providing the requested assistance may involve the use of force that is likely to result in lethal force, including death or serious bodily injury. I'm sorry to bog the discussion down with that, Dr. Ball, but I really wanted to hone in on this as their actual document. It's not just someone's analysis.
It's not just somebody's analysis. That's your government saying that, hey, well, we just decided today that just in case, we want to, we could just kill you. Yeah, it's authorized to use deadly force whenever they deem it it's an emergency. I think it's an emergency outside this Kellogg's facility right now. So this is Vani, if I'm saying that right. Vani Hari, the food babe, she calls herself over on X. She says, watch as Kellogg's US specifically, turns their back on American children.
Mandatory boycott from this moment forward. Do not buy Kellogg's.
This is a monumental moment. We are going to march to Kellogg's to deliver over 400,000 voices and demand they meet with us. This will be the biggest petition ever collected taking on the food industry. It's time for Kellogg's to do the right thing for American families. We deserve the same safer cereals other countries get. Kellogg's, if you're listening, please let us in. You cannot turn your back on this many voices.
Let us in! Let us in! Let us in! Let us in! Let us in!
I'm with corporate security. I'm not a spokesperson. I'm here to help facilitate the delivery of your petitions. The building is card access only, so cannot let anybody in today. Keep I will take these. I will take these where they need to go.
Uh-huh.
And leadership will review them. We don't have anybody from leadership available today to speak to you all.
We have 400,000 voices here on a petition. We've been calling, we've been emailing, we've been sending letters to your corporate headquarters to have a meeting and discussion. We have a shareholder right here that's being denied entry to the building to have a meeting.
I appreciate your efforts. However, I will escalate this to leadership and they will respond in kind.
So Kellogg's is going to turn their back on the American children today.
I am just with corporate security. I'm not a spokesperson for Kellogg's.
Juanita, the executives are right there looking.
Come out! Stop hiding from us!
Let us in!
Let us in!
Let us in!
I'm disgusted at the corporate greed of Kellogg's right now. I'm disgusted. This is all about money. This is a greed issue. This is a greed issue. Nobody should buy Kellogg's from this moment forward. Nobody.
The American Spirit, baby. Let's go. Amen, baby. That is what we call, or what financial physics calls, a moral victory. That's when the citizens of this country come together and we stand up to a tyrannical government or an out-of-control corporation that's literally poisoning our children. We say enough's enough. That's what the left fears the most, is us having these moral victories. Because when we have these moral victories, it just incentivizes people to step up and people to become more vocal and more and come forward faster. Do you understand what the onslaught of whistleblowers are going to look like the second that Trump wins that election? Do you know how many FBI agents are probably sitting there waiting like cowards, right? They are cowards. They don't get any extra credit for coming forward. But they're all going to come forward here very soon. As soon as they see that Trump's coming back in, the amount of whistleblowers that are going to come forward to save their ass, it'll be unlike anything our government's ever seen. They won't be able to stop it. They won't be able to slow it down. And it's going to be a never-ending onslaught of whistleblower after whistleblower after whistleblower, all trying to save their own ass because they're true cowards, right? You have to think. These are the cowards that have sat in the shadows and have done nothing this entire time while they watch brave men and women like Garrett O'Boyle, Sonia, Kyle Serafin, Steve Friend, Marcus Allen, all of these brave whistleblowers, Doc Pete Chambers. I mean, the list is infinite. Tara Rodas, Deb White. These are the true American heroes. These are the ones who've sacrificed it all and have asked for nothing in return, but for you to share their message, for you to speak up for these children. So I want to give a big shout out to Old State Saloon, folks. If you guys have not been following us over on X over the last couple of days, we just got back from Boise, Idaho, where we went to I went to do a presentation on child trafficking. And there's two people I want you to follow over here. One of them is Old State Saloon and the other is Old State Mark. They're doing an absolute fantastic thing. So Mark owns a bar in Idaho, and at his bar, he has converted like the front of the bar. There's like basically a stage area where like you'd have like an open band. But what he does is he brings truthers out. So Ian's out there staying with him for a little bit. Ian's actually, I guess you would say, DJing these events. So that's what I had skipped ahead a little bit earlier. And you had to
answer a lot of questions. But first, I want to give you a little bit of context about what kind of man Ryan is.
So Ian hosted this event. I want to give you guys a little sneak preview. And I actually put together, so this was just from the Q&A, but the next night I did a full presentation on child trafficking, government-sponsored child trafficking. That'll give you a little sneak peek of what the next documentary we're going to work on is going to look like. This one's going to be free too, so check this out.
To put that into context, 355 a day vanish every day. So when you guys watched the movie Sound of Freedom and you guys were all upset about it, right? That was a mission that probably took Tim Ballard and his team 6 months to plan out, to rescue 50 or 100 children over a 6 month period. Every day that we do nothing and we sit by and we let these politicians walk by and we go to things like CPAC and Turning Point USA and we rub shoulders with the Ted Cruzes because they got their great 2 second talking points on whatever podcast it was. What have they done to stop this? Because every day Ted Cruz could be holding a press conference. Every day any one of these politicians could go with me right now outside of one of these NGOs. Don't believe me, just look back to 2016 when it was Trump running these, or 2018 or 2019. The Democrats in 2019 passed a bill that was like the End Child Prison Camps Act. That's what they were trying to bring to the floor because they were referring to what was being done to these children as child prison camps. They referred to them as child concentration camps. This isn't Ryan Matta's terminology. This is the left terminology when Trump was separating these children from their parents. And what Trump was doing when he was separating those children from his parents, that was an instant 45-minute DNA test. Now, yeah, there was a lot of bodies and a lot of kids and a lot of parents. The first batch they DNA tested, 40% were not their parents. So these are cartel members that come across that border with their arms on the shoulders of a child that has just been brutally raped by every single adult that's touched them in the last, 30, 60 days of that journey at the very least. That's best case. And they're coming over saying, yeah, you say you're not my kid, right? You're going to pay for it. And they know they're going to pay for it because they've paid for it for the last 6 months of their lives. So when we first tested those, 40% weren't their parents. Trump saved 40% of those kids. And whether you like Trump or not, 2 years ago, 3 years ago now, if you would have mentioned Trump in my live stream, I would have kicked you out of my live stream. I didn't want to hear about it. I didn't want to talk politics. I didn't want to hear about it. Whether you love Trump or hate Trump, it is absolutely undisputable, guaranteed 100% fact that not one of those 325,000 children would be missing today if Trump was still in office. Not one. Not one. So whether you love or hate that man, it doesn't matter. The facts are, this is an absolute fact that not one of those children would be missing if President Trump was here today. and still in office. And to take that a step further, everything that that man was doing, he hasn't done more to combat child trafficking than the previous president or the previous president or the previous president. He did more to end human and child trafficking than every single president combined. And it's that one thing that your friends on the left that were the most deranged Trump derangement syndrome, they can watch this documentary. And it's the one thing that I, the only thing that I've ever seen anybody be able to swallow their pride and be like, you know, I hate Orange Man bad. But if he's going to rescue these kids, I'll suck it up. You're right. It's the only thing that they're able to take their ego out of the equation and go, yeah, I was wrong. At least if he's going to save these kids, I hate the man. But as long as we save these kids, I'm going to vote for him. You know, so I think that this is that one thing that can unify us, because it's not left or right. It's how could you be for that? How could you want to send a kid? You guys haven't even heard a fraction of what these kids are dealing with, right? We're talking about a five-year-old girl that's chained in a man's basement. And that man brings 7 to 10 men every day into his house that they can brutally rape her. And she's chained in the basement. And when he brings her food down that he throws on a plate on the floor and half the food falls on the floor, as she's picking it up, he brutally rapes her. And after he's done raping her, he puts a cigarette butt out on her. So every day she gets a new scar on her hand. Just in case she ever escapes, she's constantly reminded of how she was brutally raped. I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to have these conversations. It's disturbing. It's messed up. But nobody's talking about it. And I'm sorry that you're uncomfortable about it, but how these kids feel and what these children are dealing with every day, we need to talk about it, because it's the silent crime. The reason that it's like the DNA or the drug enforcement team, right? They bust a guy that's coming over the border with 20 pounds of fentanyl. All the fentanyl's on the table. All the cops are over here getting their photos with politicians. But when the five-year-old girl that's been chained in the basement for the last 2 years is rescued, do you ever see her photo? No, you don't. And you can't picture it, because everybody in this room, or a majority of you, I assume, would never do that to a child. So you can't visualize it. But it's happening every single day. Tomorrow, I'll show you what 325,000 children looks like. U of M Stadium holds 100,000 children. 100,000. Our government has openly admitted to losing 325,000. How do you lose that many children? One day, and I assume it's going to be one day soon, the history books are going to start to be wrote. When we're going to get to the bottom of where these children are. We might not find everyone, but we're going to find a lot of them. And the stories that are going to come from 350,000 children being trafficked into a living nightmare, you're going to have witnesses and children testifying and writing stories and books about what was done to them in America in 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025, 2026. We probably won't find some of these children, if we find them, until 2030. So every time one of these children is rescued, I mean, that's a movie. It's a Netflix series. It's a documentary. The amount of stories that are going to come from this is going to be, it'll dwarf Nazi Germany, because these victims that get rescued, it's 2024. They have the internet. It'll all be recorded. It'll all be documented. Unlike some of the horror stories that happened in, you know, 1940, maybe they wrote them on a book. They wrote it in a journal. The journal got burnt. The house burnt down. Their stories vanished unless they were somehow published in a book. So these children, we're going to be hearing stories about these poor kids forever. And it's only going to get worse, because every day, 250, I think I misspoke there. It's 255 children every day are just vanishing. Where's Speaker Do-Nothing Johnson? More celebrities, including Eva Mendez and the Kardashians, are joining the movement to boycott Kellogg's over artificial food dyes in the kids' cereal. What's up with this? Is this like a reverse PSYOP of the PSYOPs of the PSYOPs? I looked into why there are nutrition experts in their commercial section, or in their comment section, crying misinformation.
This one is a doozy.
Okay, so the list of celebrities who have gone to bat against Kellogg's has grown. Not only do we have Eva Mendes, but we have the Kardashian sisters and Ellen DeGeneres. My personal thoughts about them aside, they are using their massive platform to call on Kellogg's to remove artificial food dyes from kids' cereal. And the public response has been overwhelmingly positive, except for some nutritionists and dietitians and other experts. And this might be the reason why. This is a Chicago Tribune article from a few years ago. It says, "Nutrition for Sale: How Kellogg Worked with Independent Experts to Tout Cereal." They report that the company paid experts on average of $13,000 a year, prohibiting them from offering media services for products competitive or negative to cereal, and required them to engage in nutritional influencer outreach on social media or with colleagues and report back on their efforts. I'm not saying everybody's paid off, but clearly some, or even a lot of people, are. Earlier this year, the Washington Post partnered with The Examination, which is a nonprofit investigative newsroom. They analyzed more than 6,000 social media posts by 68 registered dietitians with at least 10,000 followers. The analysis showed that roughly 40% of these influencers, with a combined reach of more than 9 million followers, repeatedly use anti-diet language. The number of mentions of anti-diet in academic publications has also grown exponentially in the last few years. What is going on here? Well, Big Food has been doing what Big Food has been doing for years and decades.
Surprise, right here.
Amy Cohn, General Mills Senior Manager for Nutrition and External Affairs, promoted the cereal company's anti-diet messaging to a room of registered dietitians at a national food conference this past fall. Cohn denounced the media for pointing the finger at processed foods and making consumers feel ashamed of their choices. "You can help derail the cycle of shame," Cohn told the dietitians. Well, that's one way to interpret what's going on. The Post instead writes that the anti-diet approach essentially shifts accountability for the health crisis away from the food industry for creating ultra-processed junk foods laden with food additives, sugars, and artificial sweeteners. To me, it's all part of a two-pronged attack where they co-opt the experts and then they also corrupt the regulators. The Intercept reported that the makers of Fruity Pebbles, Fruit Loops, and Lucky Charms and other popular cereal brands are bitterly lobbying against a new Food and Drug Administration proposal that would prevent them from labeling their products as healthy. Here's a copy of that lawsuit, and you can see here it's signed by each of the big three: General Mills, Post, and Kellogg's. There's just so much money tied into this that everybody wants a piece of. The big three mega corporations, obviously they want to make as much money as possible. The politicians, they need the donations to run for office. And the experts, they need the money for research. Well, the result is that Americans are just sicker than everybody else.
Americans are just sicker than everybody else because we're getting poisoned by our own government. And we do that because they have destroyed the money. And because people are so broke, they can't even wrap their head around how they're going to pay their bills this month, let alone should they go and get that organic chicken versus the cheap chicken, because they literally can't afford to pay their bills. And they can't afford to pay their bills because they're in debt. And the only way to get out of that debt is to go over to donewithdebt.com, folks. They call these debt traps, and these debt traps that you're caught in, they're definitely not your fault. You didn't cause inflation, you didn't set gas prices, and you didn't jack up those credit card interest rates. But the thing with these debt traps is they're going to destroy your life if you don't get out now. And the only company we recommended, LFA TV, is Done With Debt. Done With Debt are brilliant debt relief strategists. First, they stand between you and your bill collectors, and they negotiate a plan to get you out of debt permanently without bankruptcy, without taking out any loans. But listen, some of these strategies are time sensitive, so you need to contact Done With Debt right now, like today. Couldn't be easier. Just share a free consultation, share what you're dealing with, and they'll explain a strategy to erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought possible. All you got to do is go to donewithdebt.com, folks. That is donewithdebt.com. And up next, our friends over at Armra Colostrum. You guys ready to revive your health? How about we start at this foundation? Armra's Colostrum protects, rebuilds, and strengthens your body's barriers for the best defense against everyday threats and enhanced volatility. Well, we all know that modern living in Kamala's America really breaks down your immune barriers. Well, guess what? Armra Colostrum harnesses the power of 400-plus functional research-backed nutritions. Armra Colostrum offers transformational benefits for the body's best health and performance. Strengthen your immune barriers, optimize your microbiome, and empower your body with a blueprint to revitalize your health from the inside out. When you take Armra, you are giving your body the best protection against everyday toxins, pollutants, allergens, and processed ingredients, paving the way for optimal health and volatility. So check this out. We've worked out a special offer just for the LFA audience. You get 15% off your first order. All you got to do is go to tryarmor.com/LFA or enter promo code LFA to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmor.com/LFA. And speaking of LFA, there's no better way to support us than directly over here. right here in the live chats. You guys can drop those super chats over here. You guys can also go over to the website and make those donations on our website, or grab yourself a hat, hoodie, t-shirt, coffee mug, or some of that legendary roasted pecan Rise Up coffee that everybody's hooting and hollering about. Or you guys could swing over and catch an episode of Rise Up and get your Jesus in the morning and a cup of LFA Joe right over here on LFA TV. If you guys would like to support us directly on Matter of Fact, you can do so by grabbing a copy of our documentary, folks. Part two of treason, or hashtag, I can't even say the own name of my documentary, What is Treason? Hashtag trafficked, will be releasing. When will it be releasing? That will be releasing in 7 days, folks. On the 24th, our second documentary is going to be releasing. That's pretty cool. I can't believe we are able to get two documentaries out in less time than it takes most people to make one. So after watching Line in the Sand, I think it was a really, really well put together documentary. I'm hoping this one's going to be a little bit more hard hitting than Line in the Sand. Completely different outlook and aspect. This is going to be raw. This is going to be what I think the American people need to understand what's been done to our country. And you guys can go right over to thisistreason.com. You guys can click the Buy Now tab. You guys can see the different options. For $9.99, you're going to get both documentaries. For $14.99, you're going to get VIP access, which if you click on the VIP access tab, you're going to get access to not just both documentaries, but you're going to get access to every single interview. All 30, I think there's like 32 of them total. You guys will have access to all of those interviews. So just in case you want to fact check anything that we said in our documentary, you guys can go right over there and you guys can grab access to all of that. You guys can use promo code. Let's do something special. If anybody hasn't, let's do right now, I'll do 10 of them, MATA35. So give me a few seconds. Let me make those promo codes up. But in about 5 minutes, you guys can use promo code MATA35 and it'll get you guys 35% off if anybody has not purchased one already. But let's keep it rolling. Let's keep it going, folks. I meme, therefore I am. If you guys aren't following her over on X, she goes, I'm meme, M-E-M-E-0. She says, Trump reacts to old footage when he was arguing with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer over the border security funding. How right was I?
That's right. My favorite moment of you being a president is this moment here. This is what I love the most. It was a first time where a president is running a vlog-style administration where, Rob, if you can play this clip, this is you're talking about building the wall, shutting down the government, and you put the camera on their face. I think you did this once also with Kissinger, which I don't know if that was a power play intentional or not. I thought it was. Play this clip, Rob.
None of us have
you
said
You want to know something?
You've said
okay,
it.
Okay, you want to put that
you've
on my...
You said it.
I'll take it.
Okay, good.
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely. Fair enough.
And I am proud, and I'll
we
tell
disagree.
You what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So I will take the mantle.
You can
I will be
right.
the one.
You know what did this to
and
me?
By the way, how right was I? And now... And I had the strongest border we ever had, and I used soldiers from Mexico and every other thing you got to for nothing, zero cost. I had the strongest border. But look at that guy. Look, they're all threats to our nation. He and his group, after I was gone, opened up the border, and our country has been poisoned, okay? Poisoned. We have killers, we have murderers, we have the drug lords, we have... We have everything. We have terrorists at numbers. Do you know, in 2019, a report was done that not one terrorist was allowed in. Now, I think it's probably wrong because it's, you know, I want to take credit for it. It was my year.
Have you seen the terrorist stat?
Thousands.
Rob, pull up the clip with not this one, the other one, Rob, because you like good charts. I think you're going to love this chart. So this is the chart. I don't know if you've seen this or not. So this is the terrorist attacks, deaths, and injuries based on different presidents being there. If you go to 2008 to 2016, that's the Barack Obama era. Look what he did. He produced more terrorist attacks during his era. 16, you get elected. Look what happens.
Yep.
Disappearance.
I had nothing. So, I had none.
I understand. So, but the reason why I show this clip is if you're...
I like these charts, I must say. Yeah. I like my chart the best. You know,
yeah, that's the chart.
I have a chart that I like better than any chart I've ever seen, better than any person I've ever seen.
I'm glad you were looking at the chart. I think a lot of people are happy you were looking at the chart.
No, I love these charts that you have.
No, I'm talking about the chart you looked at when you got shot.
Oh, yeah.
And
well,
you were
if
looking
I didn't have
the
that
other
chart,
direction.
I would not be here.
Story.
We would not be...
Trump's such a badass, man. Absolutely love him. Same with Patrick Duvet David, man. That's one podcast I'm absolutely dying to get on. If anybody's got any connections over there at Patrick Duvet David, he would like to help us rescue these children. Please share his information with me and check this one out. Charlie Kirk says MSNBC went to Mohove County in Arizona and discovered two unsettling truths for Democrats. They couldn't find a single Kamala Harris voter, and conservatives are lining up to early vote.
And I should note, we did not find a single person who audibly would tell us that they voted for Kamala Harris. These were Trump supporters getting out to vote early in the all-important Mojave County. Take a listen to some of our conversations.
Well, the difference is going to be that everybody's coming out early. And everybody that we talked to has made a special effort this year to vote. And it's, you can see it here in the parking lot. You know, this library's usually got five cars in it. There's a ton of cars in it now.
Said you voted early for the first time.
For the first time.
Why did you vote early this year?
Honestly, because Donald Trump told me to.
What a good answer.
He keeps saying it, and I've been thinking about it, and so here I am.
We went one man who did not vote in 2020, but he said he was horrified by the state of the country, so he is voting here in 2024. We met three other voters, one that moved from California, one that moved from Oregon, blue states, who said that they moved here and were eager to vote in a state where Donald difference. And so it's those types of voters that not only Republicans are watching come to the polls, but also Democrats have a close eye, understanding that they need to really win the Maricopa County area to make.
Toncon says, Ryan, I think you have one of the best going, hands down. You rock. God bless you, man. What do I got? The best show? Do I got the best time slot? Do I got the best looking beard? What are we talking about best? Or best documentary? I'll take all of the above, but I'm just curious on which one you're thinking about. Justin, my man, Jupoff, coming in. He says, for all of your hard work and passion, save our nation and protect children. Thank you, Ryan. Christ is king, baby. Christ is king. Let's go. We're rocking it 24/7. I got my son one of these for his birthday too. Oops, typo. Pox again. Pox again. Pox. Typo. Pox again. Uh-oh. Did we double typo? Going to early vote this afternoon. Let's go. That's what we like to hear. Thank you guys for smashing that like button. If you didn't already, could you please, please, please smash that like button? So this, if you guys didn't see, this is Team Kamala Harris released a statement for Fox News after the interview.
It was really tough. It was fun. I enjoyed it. It was definitely a different ballgame, but I had a blast, so thank you.
It was a different ballgame, I guess. I guess. You know who else is out there putting in work? A lot of people. A lot of people. But everybody's pretty upset about the not being able to vote unless you're not rocking a Trump hat, huh? Breaking, the clerk at Beaver Courthouse just tried telling us that we could not record inside. And when Scott Pressler schooled her, she responded by telling us to go fuck ourselves. These liberals in the government are triggered that we are here and that we are winning. And we're going to cram it down their fucking throats.
Okay. Call the cops on us.
Let's
see what happens.
Did you just say go fuck yourself? I got that on film.
Everybody, we are here at the Beaver County Courthouse where one of the staffers sitting right here at this desk where we're about to go vote came out and told us to go fuck ourselves. We said that we were going to film in the courthouse when we go cast our ballots. Pretty interesting.
Sherry Ann says, you rock, Ryan. Sherry Ann, thank you. You guys rock. You guys are the ones who support this channel and help us smash that like button and help us. Our show is always one of the better shows as far as ratings over here, and we have one of the worst time slots, and that's because of you guys. So if it wasn't for you guys that showed up every day and hit that like button and help us, you know, keep the analytics up, it's all you guys. So thank you guys. Steeler says, turn Connecticut red. Let's turn the entire country red. Every country, every county. And then we should have mandatory body cams for every member of Congress. We want background checks done. We want deep, thorough investigations done by independent third-party companies. I think that we should actually get all the whistleblowers, the real ones, and we should put a special government organization that specifically, its one purpose is to investigate politicians. Every bank account, every penny they made, every bribe, every kickback. That's how we should start this party off. Garrett O'Boyle, Kyle Serafin, with unlimited resources, no oversight, because we don't want anybody to have any oversight over our whistleblowers. just like nobody's had oversight over the FBI. And then we'll let them go ahead and destroy every one of these politicians. That seems like the best idea to me. I don't know how we get out of this if we just keep doing the same shit over and over and over. That's why I think we have to start resorting to other resources. Luke Sly Waker, folks, if you guys aren't following Luke over here, he is an absolute legend, and he's down there, boots on the ground in California, doing the Lord's work. He says, throughout our time investigating the border invasion, many things pointed to there being unique anomalies concerning the behavior of illegals entering from China. So this comes as no surprise to me, Ryan Matta, J.J. Carroll, and the squad over here. Luke's down there in San Diego holding it down. Check this out.
So I'm here at Camp 177, a little bit west of Acumba. Just left another place where the Border Patrol picked up 62 in a bus and a van. We got out here today. It's just Chinese people. There's some in the back of me here. Hopefully you can hear me. The wind isn't too bad right now. I'm sure that the NGOs will be showing up soon. Ran into Fox News, the last location, with Matt Finn. Sounds like the Raven helicopter's coming over here pretty soon. That's what they use for the Border Patrol. See, I'm going to hang around here for a few minutes to see how this goes. See if the Border Patrol shows up. 177. I'm watching the helicopter come over right now. Bringing it to you. Let's see. There's quite a few people here. Yeah, I think it looks like they're all Chinese from what I'm seeing. See here. I gotta try to block the wind, so. China. They're all gonna hide their faces, as you can see here. So, all Chinese. They don't want to be seen. You can see they're all covering their faces. It's really good. That's the situation at Camp 177 this morning. One thing that's really interesting that we see at almost every one of these sites is just the unbelievable amount of pharmaceutical medications you see lying around on the ground that people get rid of. It's kind of hard to believe. Could probably open a pharmacy if I collected it all.
Yeah, that's Luke. Luke's an absolute hero and a legend. It's like you can't believe it until you see it and you see what's going on and you get a glimpse of just a small smidge of the amount of people that are at our border and the destruction that it's caused. Just 1 second of it. He's out there for 3 minutes and you're like, it looks like a freaking war zone out there. But it's every day, nonstop, all day, 24/7. That's exactly what we're going to expose in our documentary. You'll see people like Luke, Audra Morgan, and the legendary, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Matt Baker, goes by @slave_2_liberty over on X. He says, if you are in SoCal, come meet myself and many other patriots involved in the documentary film, What is Treason? #invaded. Get your tickets today for the exclusive premiere. Join us Thursday, October 24th. Order now. VIP tickets are selling out. Don't miss it. Links down below. So this is in a tweet over here on Matt's page. If you guys could do us a huge favor, help us pump this out. If you guys could swing over to Matt's page right here, I'm going to leave it down here in the description. I'm going to paste it in the live chat as well. Help pump this out. This is a little video Matt made for us.
Matt Baker here live in San Diego, Mission Valley at the Hazard Center. We are here at the Ultra Star Cinema to let you know about the incredible documentary, which will be premiered here on the 24th of October. What is treason? #invaded. We'll be here with Ryan Matta and JJ Carroll. We'll be having a meet and greet. Please get the VIP tickets now before they sell out, and we will see you here then.
That was an awesome program.
Mayorkas, we know that this guy is not an innocent bystander.
So if you guys are gonna be
this man
area,
has been training for decades to literally destroy and bring the U.S. immigration system down to its knees because he hates America, he hates the immigration system, and he hates the Border Patrol. The dirty little secret is that illegal immigration has become the most lucrative and profitable cottage industry in America.
We've seen FEMA divert precious time, resources, and manpower to deal with this administration's border crisis.
FEMA funded, but who funds FEMA? Taxpayers.
Why do you think Americans cannot understand that this is strategic and intentional?
You're either on a side that says we have to do something about this, or you're on the other side saying, hey, it's all BS. We just have to make sure our guy wins. The whole idea of voter ID. There is no logical argument for not having voter ID except, JJ, that you want people that are not citizens to vote.
As if free flights, free phones, free healthcare, free education, free lawyers, and other freebies being offered to illegal aliens weren't already enough, the D.C. City Council decided to now give illegal aliens the right to vote.
Would you think it's beyond comprehension that the NGOs are becoming quasi-election polling places for illegal aliens?
The NGOs are literally making sure they get registered to vote in certain places, and not only that, they'll take the same group of illegals from, say, Virginia, after they're done registering to vote, because all they do is gotta check a box, and they'll take them to other cities. And all you need is some kind of homeless shelter address, and you're good to go to vote. That's a reality.
They are telling illegal aliens, non-citizens, to come vote for Joe Biden. This is corruption at the deepest level. As a matter of fact, I would call it treason.
Would you be able to agree with my theory on this documentary where I'm exploring and going to prove that what Joe Biden and Mayorkas have done is treason to the body of America?
Well,
folks, what do you think? Do you guys agree that this is treason? Let's move over here. We got some super chats coming in hot over here. We got Justin says, for all your hard work and passion to save our nation and protect our children. Thank you, Ryan. Christ is king. Amen, Justin. God bless you, my friend. We got, I don't think so, says, this shit is wild. I never thought I would see this in my entire life. Me either. I don't think so. Me either. I couldn't agree more. We got Stretch. JMR coming in. He says, Ryan, were you able to wake up Sean Farish on weather control? Cannot believe he's so asleep. No, I haven't yet. I have not yet. Sean, flat earth, weather control. We'll get Sean there. He's coming around one of these days, man. It's just baby steps, baby steps. Then we'll get him on Israel after that, too. We just got to take it one day at a time with Sean. Nah, Sean's my homie, man. One of these days, these people will realize, you know, it's hard for people to comprehend that everything that they thought, you know, Sean's super big into weather. He's big into chasing tornadoes and hurricanes and the weather guy. And then just to come to find out, he was just chasing propaganda created by our government. It's a tough pill to swallow, but they'll all swallow it eventually, folks. We all did, you know. I think every conspiracy theory out there at one point that we heard, we're just like, yeah, that shit's crazy. No way, no way. Oh, yeah, wait, yeah, that definitely happened. Yes, there was an elite Mossad-ran organization, and Epstein was delivering underage boys to the president of the United States in the White House. 17 times Epstein visited the White House. Bill Clinton. So, you know, once you let that one sink in, you'll really understand how much control Israel has over our government. You know, I think anything's possible, I guess, is the best I can say there. But come join us tomorrow. We're going to do a special episode for you guys tomorrow on government-funded child trafficking. So if you guys missed our presentation down at Old State Saloon, come join us. We're going to have a good show planned for you guys tomorrow. Actually, I got a gentleman who's coming on from Kentucky tomorrow to talk about a sheriff who sexually assaulted his daughter, and he's got evidence, and now the city and the sheriff are pressing charges against this man and his daughter. So we're going to unpack that. He supposedly has a lot of evidence. I told him I'd give him a mic. So if you guys want to hear about some more corruption and another sheriff that may or may not have multiple other women that are looking forward to come forward and speak out, but they're just terrified. They don't think anybody's going to listen to him. We're going to give him a voice tomorrow. So if you guys want to see that, come join us. Smash that like button. Up next, we got the Flyover Conservatives, followed by a stacked lineup of shows all day over here on LFA TV. We go live at 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m.
followed by a replay and a stacked lineup of shows on the weekend. So if you didn't enjoy the show, I promise you there is a show over here or a personality on LFA TV that you will enjoy. So please consider rumbling this video. Smash that like button. We'll catch you guys in the next one. We out. Peace.
Run.